Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be talking about songs that the Beach Boys covered. Right, Dan?
Covered with what?
Sand. They covered it with sand.
There you go.
Right, because they're Beach Boys.
That's it.
Yes, and so we're going to be talking about songs like Barbara Ann by the Regents, right?
Right.
I Can Hear Music by Ronnie and the Ronettes.
Right.
Yes, and California Dreamin'.
Oh, yes. Good one.
Sloop John B.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so many others.
Good stuff.
Yes, yes. So many others. And so before we get right into it, and I mean right into it right away, So do allow me to say that Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public.
Amen. Go.
Yes, and we are hallelujah. Okay, so the first song on the list, and I think it's perhaps... I don't know if it's totally the earliest one on the list, you know, because the original was recorded in 1961.
Right.
Right, Dan?
Right. I kind of think it's got to be close to the earliest.
Yeah. And it was originally done by the Regents, right?
Very true.
Yeah.
Ba, 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 brand. Ba, 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 brand.
And then the Beach Boys had their kind of go at it. I think they began recording it in 1965. And we're talking about Barbara Ann.
Right.
Of course. Okay. Although I had thought when I was a kid, Dad, or when I was smaller, that they were saying Barbara Ann. You know, not Barbara Ann, but Barbara Ann.
Barbara.
Yeah, like Barbara Ann, you know?
Yeah.
Barbara Ann.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And of course, like I told you before, when we were just chatting,
sure,
that the, should we say, enunciations of the song Barbara Ann.
Yeah, it just sounds like the song sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
We have been talking about how this song sounds like a mess. It so doesn't sound like a Beach Boys song. You know, how polished, right?
Right.
How polished their songs can sound.
Yes, because it sounded like they didn't know what the words were in certain verses.
Oh, yeah. There's like, what? Call Bayless, and they're all just saying words.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, what the heck is going on? And speaking of, they are all saying words in the song, or were saying words.
Mm-hmm.
There was another musician present. Right.
Yes.
Besides the Beach Boys.
In fact, maybe a lot of people don't know it, but the lead vocal on Barbara Ann was done by Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean.
In the song, you can hear, I think, Carl Wilson, right, saying, thanks, Dean.
Right.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
Shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. So this is Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys.
Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Oh ba 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 Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and reeling, Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Went to a dance. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance of Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann. Okay, moving on to the next song on the list. It looks like it's Hushabye, Dad.
Hushabye.
Yes, Hushabye, originally by the Mystics.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
See, now, the Mystics kind of missed their shot, you know, at having hits, you know, until this one. As far as what, gosh, we had been talking about, right? Because they had a version of Whim Away,
right?
Right. A South African folk song, which became a hit for what group?
The Tokens.
Yeah, the Tokens. We've talked about that song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Right.
We've talked about that a couple times, or at least on a couple lists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they wrote a song which someone had said, hey, you know what? Let's give that to Dion and the Belmonts. And that was Teenager in Love.
Yeah, I bet that made them feel good.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine they were super excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so what, the Elegants, they had a hit song with...
Little Star.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Little Star. I was actually just going to start singing it, right?
Right.
You know? Yeah, so anyway, someone had said to the Mystics, right?
Right.
Hey, can you write a song like Little Star? And so, of course, they wrote Hushabye. I say, of course, because they are very similar songs.
Very similar.
Very
yes.
similar, you know? Mm-hmm. Hushabye, you know, the ooh, ah.
Yes.
You know, that
yes.
sort of thing. And then Little Star with its, where are you, little star? You know?
Where are you? Yeah.
Okay, so shall we play the Beach Boys version of Hushabye?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. We're supposed to move on, right? Move on to the next song. And we're moving on to Do You Wanna Dance? Originally, though, it was titled Do You Want to Dance?
Well,
yes.
We'd better get the semantics straight.
Exactly. Yes. Someone called the grammar police.
Right.
Yep. And so it was originally recorded by Bobby Freeman, right, Dad?
Yes.
In 1959.
Yeah.
Or in 1959, it was originally recorded by Bobby Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, was it 1962? I think it was Cliff Richard and the Shadows had their hit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Del Shannon
right.
had his version. And didn't apparently that inspire the Beach Boys, or like it influenced their version that they recorded?
I think it did to a degree.
Yeah.
It didn't get the notoriety
mm-hmm.
that, you know, the one by... Should we say Cliff and the yeah. Boys did?
The Boys.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play it right now, huh?
Okay.
Okay, so this is Do You Wanna Dance by, of course, the Beach Boys.
Do you wanna dance and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your loving man. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance under the moonlight? Hold me, baby, all through the night. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance? Oh,
Okay, the next song we're supposed to talk about is a song called Their Hearts Were Full of Spring. And that was a favorite song of the Beach Boys. And I do believe they selected the vocal arrangement for the song. I think they would perform the song a cappella.
Right, because Brian's favorite group was the Four Freshmen.
Yes.
There's a story told of a very gentle boy and the girl who wore his ring through the wintry snow. The world they knew was warm, for their hearts were full of spring.
Yes. Now, didn't the Four Freshmen also sort of inspire the association?
Oh, yes, too. I'm certain with the harmony work that they did, you know.
Totally.
That was definitely part of the genre, should we say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've listened to some Four Freshmen music, and it's really, really neat stuff. There was a lot of precision in there, you know, like with the Four Freshmen, and then with the Beach Boys, too.
Right.
You know, lots of precision.
Right.
You know? Okay, so shall we play the song?
Let's play the song. I feel a Four Freshmen attack coming on.
Ooh, okay. So, so this is Their Hearts Are Full of Spring, and I do believe it's live by the Beach Boys.
There's a story told of a very gentle boy and the girl who wore his ring through the wintry snow. The world they knew was one, for their hearts were full of spring.
Next song coming up front and center, here we go, is of all things a folk song.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so all of a sudden Sloop John B became an intricate Beach Boys song.
And intricate, oh my gosh, interesting and intricate do not even begin to describe what's going on in this song.
Right.
When people say Brian Wilson's a genius.
Yes.
I mean, look at what he did. Yeah, with that three chord folk song.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That I originally heard myself by the Kingston Trio, I think in 1958.
I stepped the John B. sails, see how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go.
I wanna go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so breakup. I wanna go home.
I want to go.
Shall we listen to it now?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys. Okay, the next song on the list is called Rock and Roll Music, and it was originally recorded by Chuck Berry in 1957.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music, if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance.
And another thing, the Beach Boys version of rock and roll music was the one that had backing vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Beach Boys did it.
Oh, yeah.
But the other versions of it that were out did not have that. So behind the, like where the chorus is singing, it's rock, and roll sung behind, you know.
Oh,
and,
certainly, yes, with the Beach Boys.
Right.
Because, yeah, Chuck Berry's doesn't have it, of course. You know, and then the Beatles,
right?
Their version, as far as I know, doesn't have it, you know. Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Rock and Roll Music by the Beach Boys.
I have no kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it.
Ah, now is the time that I get to just say, "Oh, I love that song,
ooh, baby."
Yes,
"Ooh, baby."
"Ooh, baby" is right. The song I'm referring to, dear hearts, is done originally by a group called the Del Vikings, and there was a two-sided hit. One side was "Whispering Bells," and the other side was the song we're talking about the Beach Boys covered called "Come Go With Me." Mm-hmm. And it was just dynamite.
The Beach Boys version, that's what I'm saying. Of course, the Del Vikings version, too.
Oh, yes.
The original version.
Right, but I even, I apologize to the Del Vikings, but I do like the Come Go With Me tempo just a wee bit faster than the original, and I really like that. It, their Come Go With Me is just,
yes.
Neat.
Okay, so this is Come Go With Me by who?
The Beach Boys.
The next song on the list is a prime example of what that band could do. It's called California Dreamin'.
All the leaves are brown.
The, should we say, Mamas and Papas, with the Beach Boys thrown in, I should say.
Sure.
It's kind of like, you both did that song?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
You were both in California. You were both having hits like at the same time.
And what was another neat thing was Roger McGuinn of the Byrds played on the recording with his 12-string Rickenbacker guitar.
Oh, wow.
Which is, you know, the sound of the birds.
Oh, yes. You know, I didn't know he was on the song, though, on this, the Beach Boys cover, right, of California Dreamin'. All right, shall we play it?
I think that's a good idea.
Okie dokie. So this is California Dreamin' by the Beach Boys. Right, the next song we're supposed to be talking about that the Beach Boys had covered was a B-side for Fun, Fun, Fun.
Really?
Yes.
As an ex-disc jockey, there was the other side of Fun, 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 which happened to be Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Yes, yes. Originally by Frankie Lyman.
Yes.
Right, and the Teenagers.
Great song by him, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds then and so gay? The love is the way to break of day. Why do they fall in love? Why does the rain fall above? Why do fools fall in love? Why do they fall in love?
And so with this one, like, I had to really kind of dig and dig to find, you know, the song to play an excerpt of it, Dad, because there are so many compilations, Beach Boys compilations, Beach Boys hits compilations out there. Well, I mean, it totally makes sense because they had so many hits, but there's like one version of this song on one compilation, one version of this song on another compilation.
I see, you know, what
this
you mean.
Mix,
yes.
That mix, you know,
yes.
What, a 2009 mix, a 2004 mix,
uh-huh.
You know, a mono mix, a stereo mix,
right.
You know, and these are summer love songs. This is like the warmth of the sun. This
there
is 50 anniversary, 50 anniversary hits.
All right, already.
Okay, okay. So, okay, so this is Why Do Fools Fall in Love by the Beach Boys.
Our next song on the list is, by golly, it's a Belgian hit. Now, how many songs can we say, John, that we have the Belgian hit?
I can say that about Waffles.
Yeah. Yes, that's indeed.
Yes.
The Belgian hit. It was redone almost by the Beach Boys.
Yes.
But Mike Love didn't think this was really their cup of tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Seasons in the Sun became a very big hit.
Terry Jackson's version?
Terry Jackson's version, yes.
It's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. But the hills that we climb were just seasons out of time.
Yeah, and so I do believe, yeah, Terry Jacks was kind of hanging out with the Beach Boys. I think they actually asked him to produce an album they were working on.
Yes.
Surf's Up, which is a really melancholy album. You know, so actually this song, it totally, I do agree, like, I agree with Mike Love that this song really wasn't the Beach Boys' type of song or, mm-hmm. you know, what did you say? Cup of tea? Was
there
that
you
it?
Go. Yes.
You know? Yeah. So shall we play it?
Yes. Let's give the folks a taste of Seasons in the Sun.
It's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone.
All right, Dad, it's the last song. It's called I Can Hear Music. All right. It was originally by the Ronettes in 1966.
Great song by the Ronettes.
Yeah. Yes, and kind of co-written by Phil Spector mm-hmm. himself. And so, yeah, in 1969, the Beach Boys had a version of I Can Hear Music. And so what did you think of I Can Hear Music, Dad?
I thought it was a great rendition of mm-hmm. it myself. Mm-hmm. It reached number, oh golly, what was
24?
It?
I think it's 24.
24.
On the Hot 100? Is
that what you're talking about? On the Hot 100. Yeah. But if you went around, shall we say, picking out songs from different cities.
Oh, yeah, as disc jockeys, you know, yeah. in different cities, yeah. you know, would play the song. Or
yeah,
or,
like it was number 9 in Seattle, number uh-huh. 10 in Vancouver.
Wow.
Number 11 in Los Angeles. And so it varied from all across the United States.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what is unmistakable about it, right? Or what's mm-hmm. a fact is that it was a hit.
Yes.
Big hit.
Big hit.
Know? And it's just such a smooth song.
Yep.
You know, it's just, let's just play it. How about that? Shall
Let's
we just play
do it?
It? Okay, so this is I Can Hear Music by the Beach Boys. All right, Dad, that was it. That was it. Beach Boys cover songs or songs that the Beach Boys had covered.
Right.
And yeah, I do think, you know, that it's really good to know, like to really know that bands, yes, can put their own sort of spin on something. Right.
Or
have their own, add their own sort of flavor or sort of ingredients to a song, you know?
Definitely.
I think that's really important to know about, but also that they can just have a lot of fun.
Right.
You know, and say, you know what? We love this song and we think you'll love this song too. So if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast episode, you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault and listen to this series there. Oh, Dad, it's time to go.
Oh, Johnny, yes. I don't believe it.
Yes. Oh, really? I'm going to have to make you believe it. I was going to say, I can hear music.
Yes.
I can hear music. Okay, so thank you so much for listening, everyone out there, and thank you so much, Dad.
Thank you, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the cheater who pays.